The Afternoons with Joy podcast is presented by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Welcome to a new episode of the Afternoons with Joy podcast. My name is Joy Summers, and I do a radio show on Way FM. And what we're going to talk about on the show is faith, family, and fun. And I hope you experience all three in this episode. We are going to try Chick-fil-A's new trendy drink. We tell you if it's any good or not. You're going to hear about a female mechanic that is changing the game and giving women confidence bringing their cars in. And also at the end of the podcast, you're going to hear us attempt to run without moving our arms. You'll find out why, and you're probably going to want to try it after you hear it. But first, we're going to introduce you to some brand new music. It's time for us to find out if producer Tom, who is new to Way FM, actually knows anything about our music. It's time for...
It's New Music Monday on Way FM.
Okay, so far producer Tom's done better than I thought, but I need you to tell them how you just tried to cheat.
Oh, well, I just asked Steve, who's our, music guy?
Yeah.
Our music guy. I was like, name five new artists rapid fire right now. And he was about to, Joy.
Mm-mm.
And then he realized what I was doing.
I was like, do not help him. He's trying to win. See, here's how the game works. If Tom gets this wrong, then you have a chance to call and win yourself a Way FM prize pack. And if he gets it right, he's actually going to win you a Way FM prize pack. So
Look, either way,
this is going to be in your benefit.
You want me to win?
I don't really, because I love when someone gets a chance to guess. Okay, Tom, are you ready?
I am.
Listen up. Here's the clip. That's it.
Joy, I've been in radio for a long time. 2015, I started ministry radio, and I've been in it till last year. I took a year off. I went to mainstream again.
That's
secular.
Why we're trying to get him back.
You're getting
to
me
learn
back.
The Christian songs. My favorite part is that when he doesn't know the words, he just goes.
I was right though. It does like.
It might. Do you know who the artist is?
You know what? I'm being honest. I'm totally guessing here. Jordan St. Cyr.
No, oh, it's not right. It's not. But here's the good news. You now have a chance to win yourself a Way FM prize pack and do so much better than Tom. Okay.
Oh. All right. Who's this?
It's Robert. Jesus is coming back with Jordan Felice and Mandisa.
He even knew Mandisa.
Wow. World gets complicated. I said Jordan, at least.
We'll give him partial credit. When you do not know what to do as a parent, you seek help from someone who's more experienced. And producer Tom has four kids, and I only have one, and I can't cut his hair. I need help here, okay? I took him the other day, and he physically fought the woman.
Oh.
Like, kicked her a bunch of times. I was so embarrassed. I was trying to physically restrain him, and his haircut looks horrible. So then... I tried to fix it and he wouldn't let me. So I cut it in his sleep last night.
Oh, that's actually smart.
Is it?
I think so. Yeah.
I didn't know if that might like traumatize him that as he's sleeping, he's hearing and like hair was falling on him. And I really only got one side because, you know, he's sleeping on his side. So I'm hoping to get the other side tonight. And there's hair in his bed. And I don't know how else. How did you do this with your children?
Well, luckily, none of them fought it, Joy.
Good to know that you have angel babies and I have no idea what to do with mine. If the news has been stressing you out, try having a broken TV. I've been way less stressed. You have a beautiful, clean car. You probably don't have children. That's why I'm so confused that producer Tom says he keeps his car meticulously clean.
I try, at least, and my wife does not like it because there's a thing I have. It's a rag that I have in my car. To dust it. And I do this at stoplights. I do this once the car is parked. Sometimes I don't even know I'm doing it. It just comes out.
You just clean.
And she looks at me like, what is going on? I'm going to take that away from you.
This is great. I've never actually heard a wife be mad that a husband was cleaning before, first of all. But I think it's insane that you're so obsessed because you have two toddlers.
I do. I don't even let them bring toys in the car, Joy.
What?
I want a clean car. Her car's the messy car. I want the clean one.
My car currently has enough toys in it to be a Toys R Us. I can't believe they're not allowed. Tom, I need you to teach me your ways. Like, my car right now, well, Okay. I actually have my keys right here. Tom, do you have that rag on you?
The rag is in my car.
I need you to go take it and fix mine, please.
If I do, does that mean I still have this job?
It does.
Okay.
Yes! Hey, it's Joy. Just taking a quick break from this podcast to tell you about our incredible sponsors. You know when you're watching a scary movie and all you want to yell at the TV is, don't go in there. That's a really bad decision. Don't you wish somebody would do that through our entire lives? It's why you want to work with someone that you trust, especially when it comes to money. I'm talking about our friends at United Faith Mortgage. Last year, my husband and I decided it was time to refinance our home. But the first company we started to work with just gave us an uneasy feeling. And that's when I remembered United Faith Mortgage has this direct lender advantage. What it means is there's no middleman, and it often gets you a better rate. It could even save you monthly and lifelong money. So instead, we refinanced with United Faith Mortgage. And everywhere along the line, they said, you know, maybe we shouldn't do that. That's probably not a good decision. Someone even came to our home to help us sign the final papers. Check out this faith and family company at UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Imagine not being able to feed the people that you love. Poverty keeps so many people trapped in today because they can't get past what they're going to have for their next meal to even plan for tomorrow. There's a mom in the Dominican Republic with several kids. Her name is Noella Bello, and she said, I felt worthless when I couldn't provide for my children. But then they were a recipient of the Chicken of the Month Club. They're actually our podcast sponsors through Food for the Hungry. And for $28 a month, you could provide two chickens to a different vulnerable family every month. And once their family got these chickens, she said, my kids were able to start eating the eggs. We were able to sell some of the eggs. My kids are healthier than ever. And she said, now we can make goals for our lives. You're literally freeing families from the fear of not having enough food. That's the best way to spend $28 a month. If you want to be a part of it, just text the word FLOCK, that's F-L-O-C-K, to 91979. Or to be a part of what Food for the Hungry is doing to help the poor and the marginalized, all you got to do is click on the link in the show notes or go to fh.org/joy. With all the tough news we've heard this week, ooh, it's time for a little joyful news. If you've ever had your car worked on and you felt a little bit taken advantage of, you're going to love this story. Patrice Banks said that she hated every time a light came on in her car and she would put off repairs because she felt like they weren't being totally honest with her and she didn't know enough about her car to tell the difference. That's when she got the idea to start an auto body shop that was geared towards women. She said, I wanted to create a place that was honest, dependable, and educational about your auto repair. She said, we have full service women mechanics and you can get manis and pedis while you wait. She just wanted to create a place where she knew other women would feel confident and safe to bring their cars in. This is all the way in Philadelphia, but it might be worth the trip. I'm Joy, along with producer Tom. Imagine trying to run, but your arms are against your chest. They're saying that's just as fast as moving your arms at your sides. So we are still a little bit winded because we just went out in the parking lot and tried it. And I think we are confused at the findings. Go ahead and tell them how it worked for you.
All right. So I ran. We did the straight run first and it was, what, 2.7 or something. And then I did the cross against my chest and I ran, what, 0.2 seconds faster?
Faster with his arms across his chest like he's in a casket. So then I tried it, and I was a second slower. So I don't know.
What does that mean, though?
I think it's inconclusive. But what I do need to tell you is that overall, I run about as fast as producer Tom, and he's double my height. Listen to this from when we were outside.
Go, Tom, go! Oh, my word!
He's so bad.
2.7!
Almost as slow as me.
I'm sorry, but I don't know what I'm doing in radio.
I should be on a track team. I had no idea I was quick, but if I'm as fast as like a 6'5 dude, I think I miss my calling. There's tons of trendy foods in America, and we try them so you don't have to. This is Taste Test Tuesday.
Get in my belly! Come on!
Producer Tom, tell us what we're drinking today.
All right, so this is the new Chick-fil-A. It's the Cloudberry Sunjoy, which has your name in it, Joy.
I'm pretty pumped about this because I think it's going to be delicious, but my concern is anything that Chick-fil-A makes has so much sugar in it.
True.
I know this because it was my first job, and if you saw the huge cups of sugar that we mix into the sweet tea and lemonade, you would back up. It's a little scary, and I bet there's a lot in this.
Yeah, so I saw the kid make it, and basically he went in the back at first, and I was like, what is he doing with our cups? But there's a Cloudberry syrup that goes in first.
A mystery syrup. Yes. Don't love that.
And then he put a little tea in there. I don't know if it was sweet or unsweet. Oh. And then he went to the lemonade.
Oh, so it's like an Arnold Palmer with syrup.
Kind of.
This is so brand new. It just hit Chick-fil-A's yesterday.
Yeah.
So we're going to let you know if this is worth braving the insane lines.
He said it was kind of sweet and tart. So we'll see if
he's
true. Yeah.
Did it take you a long time to get it?
I went in. I skipped the line.
I haven't seen the inside of a Chick-fil-A in decades. All right. Well, the new Cloudberry?
The Cloudberry Sunjoy.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
I got a lot of particles of lemon.
Ooh, it's like, I felt like I drank orange juice that had the
pulp.
Yeah,
there's lemon pulp, which, this is a fact you don't even need, that they use real lemons for all the lemonade because your girl used to squeeze them all.
Oh, look at that.
I don't think it has enough flavor.
I don't know what that weird aftertaste is. Are you getting that little
Not
bit of
yet.
An aftertaste?
Not yet. Let me try. I think you have to mix it when you get it.
Yeah.
I like the lemonade taste, but it doesn't taste like anything special to
me. There's definitely some aftertaste that I'm not a fan of.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what it is.
Their lemonade is great. Their iced tea is great. Lots of sugar in it. But there's nothing special about this. I'm sorry. I hate to say that. They're my first employer.
That's crazy.
So what are you going to give it? Scale of 1 to 10.
Oh, man. I'm going with a 3.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a 5. Chick-fil-A, don't do new things.
Oh.